In no particular order, those questions included a proposal to switch to a manager form of government. An almost identical proposal was on the ballot in 2010. In fact, that one was co-sponsored by Mayor Charlie Pierce when he was on the Assembly. Even though that 2010 vote failed by a wide margin, that wasn't enough reason for the Assembly to vote to keep it off this year's ballot. Here's Assembly President Wayne Ogle.
As stated before, this particular measure was considered by the people in 2010. It was resoundingly defeated, 70-some-odd percent, which in the political world is a total bloodbath as far as a measure being defeated. This is a different time, a different place, but the voters, I think, really had exercised their opinion on it.
One argument against making that switch is cost, because, well, finding people qualified to manage an $80 million enterprise doesn't come cheap. Making public comments for the first time since a lawsuit was settled on her behalf, former Borough Human Resources Director Stormy Brown testified in favor of putting the question on the ballot. She said the costs of poor management that can lead to lawsuits like hers, a wrongful termination claim that cost borough taxpayers more than $150,000, are more likely to be avoided when management responsibilities are left to professionals rather than elected politicians.
An elected strong mayor does not have to be qualified to know anything. They don't have to know how to manage money or staff or contracts or really anything at all. And they just get under $100,000 in salary. They also get the authority to fill their office with folks paid more than they are. We don't get to see those resumes either or ask for them, but they have earned more than the mayor often, and then we've seen what happens when resumes don't get checked. People get embarrassed.
That ordinance passed by a 5-4 vote, and the manager question will be on the ballot in October. Next up was the seemingly annual question about taxes, sales taxes in this case. The Assembly has tried in recent years with varying degrees of conviction to get some sort of revenue increase on the ballot. A bed tax has also been tried several times. This one will ask voters to approve an increase on the sales tax cap to $1,000. The cap is currently $500, as it has been for more than 50 years. If approved, it would only represent an increase on purchases between $500 and $1,000. As with the bed tax, it would also bring in estimated revenues of about $3.4 million a year beginning in the second year, and that would do a lot to close the borough's ongoing budget gap. Assemblymember Norm Blakely voted in favor of putting it on the ballot, though reluctantly, because that new revenue might get spent.
After being on this body for a while, it seems like we have a real problem of spending money constantly, and we're going to get another $3.4 million approximately out of this. And I know it's going to be spent, you know, somehow, somewhere. And that's my problem with it, is that, you know, but I think the people have a right to vote on it, and I'm going to support it.
By a vote of 7-2, that question will also be included on the fall ballot. What won't make the ballot is a question to keep or repeal the borough's invocation policy, a source of hot contention and debate since a 2016 lawsuit was filed and then settled against the borough. It's also been the source of protests and significant legal costs to borough taxpayers. But it will remain on the books, as the ordinance was pulled off the agenda Tuesday night by its own sponsor, Willie Dunn. In addition to the tax and manager questions, three Assembly seats are also up for election in October. District 3 in Nikiski, where Wayne Ogle will term out. One candidate has already filed for that seat, Joseph Ross. Current Soldotna Councilmember Tyson Cox will be running to replace Dale Bagley in District 4, and a bit farther south in District 7, Paul Fisher is not seeking re-election, but no one's filed for that race yet. Deadline for candidates to file is August 15th. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.